Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is the 5th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and I'm going to say happy birthday to my eldest son today. I think he turns 43. Unbelievable how life goes by so quick. Anyway, this is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Now, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Currently, it is 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 52. And the sun burns. I mean, the heat, I've always liked actually the heat better than the cold. But that fucking sun, man, I mean, just it touches your skin. It burns. They have fucked things up bad. There can be no denying it. Anyways, when we get back here from this short break, we'll go and see what atrocities were committed on the fucking hijacking day and what new atrocities we have to look forward to ahead because we ain't doing shit about them. Be right back.
Taking lives denied, scorching parchment, lazy lords, when bishops took the ride, all the food to feed.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I guess we'll get over to the page so we can see what we're going to look at today. All right, we'll start with breaking BLM supporter Kim Brady Watson Kerr-Icker, is what it looks like to me, named a suspect in Philadelphia mass shooting by Hannah Nightingale. Okay, Hannah, and this was put up by admin for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, you know, they're not going to make this big deal about this. They're not going to, you know, talk about these fucking, you're not going to hear about it nowhere else because they don't, when they murder, it's all, well, they had a good reason, man. They've been, you know, oppressed all their fucking lives and they got reason to kill. We don't, I disagree. I think that's ass backwards. I think we got reason to kill and they don't. The suspect wanted in connection with the shooting in Southwest Philadelphia on Monday night has been identified as 40-year-old Kim Brady Watson Carricker is all I can tell you. And there's a picture of her. According to Philadelphia Inquirer, Carriker, was arrested on Monday evening after allegedly shooting and killing five people and injuring two children in the King Essington neighborhood. Police said they apprehended a male suspect who was wearing a ballistic vest. And that, if that's a male, it's fucking cross-dress. I mean, it's a freak on top of a freak. Police said they apprehended a male suspect who was wearing a ballistic vest. Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw, fucking little truths that stick out, Daniel Outlaw, police commissioner, said law enforcement responded to gunfire in the area of South 56th Street and Chester Avenue shortly before 8:30 p.m. Around 10 minutes later, police followed and cornered the suspect in an alleyway on the 1600 block of South Fraser Street. On Facebook, Carriker was seen posting in support of Black Lives Matter and follows the Black Lives Matter Philly Facebook. I wonder when they pull this one back off the back burner. It's getting close to election time. We got to have fucking more chaos and more fucking divide. So they're going to, you know, bring it in this bullshit. They're killing all of us people. They don't give a fuck what color your skin is. They don't give a fuck about whether you're a fucking little child. They're murdering you fucking ad nauseum. Black Lives Matter today. There will be jobs of Black Lives, quote, Black Lives Matter today. There will be jobs available, equal opportunity, tell us where you're quitting so we can send someone. Carriker wrote on a Facebook comment responding to a story of workers going on a strike for Black Lives Matter. I mean, we haven't heard shit about this now. I think we brought it up just last week or something. Like, you know, what happened? Would they disappear or something? No, it's just fucking another tool. They're pulling it back out of the box and they're going to try and use it for fucking divide so that they can try to pass another fucking fraudulent election past the people. And the people are you just going to fucking do it again? Are you going to just fucking just sit there and fucking take it? God. Carriker also posted a Facebook story titled, How Do You Know If an Evil Spirit Is Following You? As well as one titled, Philly Anti-Violence Grant Program Shows Promising Results Despite Some Hiccups, New Evaluation Shows. Carriker has also made multiple posts showcasing guns and shooting, including one post showing children shooting, as well as one of a person holding a flintlock pistol with the text, wherefore art thou opposition, so I may slide upon thine block and ruin down the on thee. Well, you son of a bitch, we ain't hard to fucking find. And then you come and you bring your fucking pistol, you bring every fucking thing you got. And you're going to meet everything we fucking got, and you're going to see what fucking American National fucking means. Anyways, it's top of the fucking stories there. Let's see what else we got.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how you doing, my man? You know what? These communists, I mean, they do the same playbook if you just think about it. I mean, hell, this is not the only time they have used, you know what I'm saying, the so-called Black Lives Matter little movement. You know, they did that in the 50s and 60s, you know. They the ones, to be honest with you, they the ones, you know, helped pull out the freaking civil rights. As you always say, you never need the civil rights because we had our Bill of Rights. And they the one, you know, orchestrated all this, even like when they was back in Russia, man. You know, they pulling down statues. It's the same crap that they, you know, they started in 2020, pulling down statues, trying to get rid of history, trying to get, you know, just trying to tear down what, you know, what America, you know, was, and trying to bring in their communism. This isn't new, and they just need to quit being punk bitches and come on out on the dance floor and dance.
Goddamn right. And you're absolutely correct, man. And their numbers are PETA. They are small. They are like, they're another grouse fucking organization. They puff the son of a bitch up. There's a little chicken inside. This is not how our people think. We don't give a fuck what pigment our fucking skin is. We want our goddamn rights. We want our fucking law of December 15, 1791, and we want it enforced by us. We want to enforce it, don't we? Don't we, people?
Damn right.
Goddamn right. Watch communist group. Watch. I guess that's got a full colon, so that's the who's watching. A communist group burns American flag during Philadelphia July 4th event by Colin McHugh. See, all this shit they're bringing out. You know, they're fucking. The thing is, they're fucking losing ground. They are. This thing is falling apart on them, as it's bound to. I mean, goddamn Rome, as powerful as it was, man, and as much fucking wealth of it as it had, the fucking greed finally destroyed it. And fucking this, that's what's going to happen to this empire. This was never supposed to be an empire. This was supposed to be a bastion for freedom, for the people who fucking won that freedom, and for the all the fucking people who were already fucking here, who basically got genocided in the process of trying to steal the fucking resources, just like they're doing it overseas in every country. They find fucking resources over in Africa. You find some fucking goddamn gold, you find some fucking oil, you better keep your fucking mouth shut, because they're going to come and help you if you don't. I don't know about this, you know, the flag thing, you know, a group of far left, see, because we're going to go this left-right fucking paradigm bullshit. This is pure fucking propaganda. It is put up for the fucking purpose of fucking dividing. The flag is not our fucking flag. It's not even the lawful fucking flag, because it was made by through Title IV, USC 1. It's a statutory fucking flag. It was created for to represent the corporation, because it's always been a goddamn corporation. It's a corporate flag. It's not the flag of we the people. Our flag is that Bill of Rights, and it should be flying at the top of every pole, beneath it the Gaston flag that shows who those fucking rights belong to and who the fucking controlling authority in this goddamn country is. But we're not going to have that until we get up the fucking cojones to go and fucking make it happen. We'll see what they say about this. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney and Philadelphia Governor Josh Shapiro were on hand to celebrate America's birthday. No, it ain't America's fucking birthday. It's the hijacking day. It's the day that the same fucking aristocrats that were fucking working for the fucking king and the people rose up against stepped up and took a fucking popular uprising for rights and fucking hijacked it and made it a fucking revolutionary war to fucking create their own fucking kingdoms and fiefdoms over here in the United States, just like in fucking Europe. And, you know, you got 13 stripes that represents the 13 original fucking criminal organizations. And then you got the 50 in the field. That was the first 50 fucking cut-ups of this fucking country. And now they're starting to cut it up into smaller pieces for corporate fiefdoms for all the fucking high masons and all the fucking goddamn Jews and all the fucking Khazarian bastards. They're taking everything we have, people, and killing children. I mean, like I said, you know, we can go through 1,000 articles, and it ain't going to change the thing that fucking tortures my fucking ass, and that is, yesterday, people were out fucking shooting off fireworks and drinking and barbecuing and what might have you. But I sit there and I wonder how many, right then and there, little children are being cut up a fucking live, and we're fucking sitting there fucking waving fucking flags and doing this shit. I mean, people have come out and do this, but they will not fucking stand on their goddamn rights. It's just, it's unthinkable. Declaration of Independence. Yeah, that was the aristocrats' document they used to hijack a popular uprising for rights by the people and take it and fucking make it a goddamn revolution to fucking get them their fucking fiefdoms. And they became, when it was settled, it was never fucking, King George never surrendered shit. A bunch of fucking masons went over there and they went into the deep halls and the Masonic lodges in the castles of the fucking King George, and they became dukes and duchesses, and they planned the fucking theft of the fucking every resource in this goddamn country. And then, excuse me. And then they had the Second Revolution, which was, they called it the Second Revolution, the War of 1812, wherein in settlement we paid reparations to the officers killed over here fucking killing our people and gave King George the fucking charter to go across this country and rape our fucking resources. That is high fucking treason. It was high treason now. It's high treason then. And I mean, it's everything we have been taught all our lives has been a fucking lie. And I mean, for the last 10 years, we've been dispelling these fucking lies. And when it turns out that, oh, all those conspiracy theories were not conspiracy theories at all. There was just people that fucking were looking at that could see and were describing what they seen. And then were telling the fucking truth. And to tell the truth, I mean, think about when you're growing up, you know, you always want to tell the truth. Oh, George Washington cut down the cherry tree and never told a lie. Fucking bull. The cock sucking bullshit they taught you. They should have been teaching you that the goddamn you're in a den of rattlesnakes and you better watch your every move. You better watch your back. You better know every move those motherfuckers make because they're out to kill you and they're out to take everything you have. During the city's celebration of freedom event, no, there is no goddamn freedom. You tell me where the freedom is to fucking celebrate. That's bullshit. There is, this is goddamn country is a totalitarian military dictatorship under a fucking corporate fucking fiefdom.
Hey, you know that.
Good, brother.
Hey, man, if we so damn free, how come you got to get a permit and a license for everything you want to do?
And more every fucking day. Pretty soon you'll have to have a fucking, you know, so many stamps where you can take a shit in the fucking morning. And then you got to deliver the shit because they're going to make fucking food out of it and you're going to fucking eat it. I mean, these sons
it's right there in your face. If everybody know, permit is short for what? Permission. Like you're a kid. Mom and dad, can I go stay over my friend's John house? You got to get permission from your parents, don't you?
Exactly. And they are not our custodians. They were to be our servants. And I mean, this is just what they wrote when they were fucking... when they were making that fucking constitution, they had no fucking authority to do so. They do so. They did so like they're doing right now with the United Nations. They just started fucking writing it out and fucking saying this is how it is, and sent their own fucking goddamn lapdogs there, not the fucking elected representatives of the people, but their own lapdogs to come there and fucking ratify the son of a bitch. And the bottom line is, it's worthless as the paper is written on. We never granted them authority. It would have had to be fucking like the Bill of Rights. It would have had to been ratified by elected representatives of the people before it could be true law. What we're living under is goddamn King Chuck's fucking administrative admiralty fucking policies. These are all just policies that have no fucking legal fucking legal foundation to fucking that they can fucking exercise upon us. They can shove them up their fucking asses. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? When you really sit back and think about it, man, I mean, just think about it. You go and pay them for a license and a permit for them to allow you to do whatever you want to do. Think about that, man. You pay them to get a permission slip from them. If you want to work on the side of your house or you want to do this or you want to open up a business, you have to pay them.
No, you don't. I mean, it's just, it happens, Dion, because we allow it. We don't have to pay them shit, and we don't have to have their permission. And why we let a handful of fucking goddamn worm sweat fucking pedophiles fucking run us like this is beyond my comprehension. I'm sorry. I need no permission from no son of a bitch. I have my permission. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It's called the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They are engrossed by, they can't even exist. They couldn't exist from the fucking beginning. It was just the fucking aristocracy of the time taking back the power after the fucking people bled to fucking gain the goddamn, all they were fighting for was their rights. They just wanted to be left the fuck, it's always been. People just want to be left the fuck alone. But I don't care if you went out and you parachuted into the most desolate place left in this goddamn planet. Within 3 or 4 days, somebody be out there fucking looking for your permit to be there. It is so fucking sickening. I mean, the people are that weak. Fuck you. You don't own. What would you drop out of a sacred pussy and you fucking, the earth is yours? Where do you get this fucking idea that you fucking own what fucking was conquered by my fucking forefathers? You don't.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, you know what, though? You're a man who's been in the woods and on the water. When have mankind ever paid to sustain itself through the natural act of hunting and fishing?
It was
a natural way of life, wasn't it, Henry?
Yeah. When I was growing up, it was called hunting and gathering, and that's what we did. We hunted and we gathered. And we had, then they started this shit where they're going to protect, when they come to protect something, I always wanted them to want to protect mosquitoes because that's the surest way to wipe the motherfuckers out. But it's like a mushroom growing in the forest. That's my goddamn forest. That is free land. You cannot fucking put any kind of fucking authority over that fucking land. The 9th article forbids it. And when I walk upon that land, if I see a morel mushroom and I want to pick that son of a bitch, I don't need to ask no fucking buddy. That's my fucking mushroom. I mean, people have lost. That is the biggest problem we fought for so many years, is people just realizing their own authority and who they are. We are fucking on a par with the crown heads of Europe. That's just the fucking way the fucking document reads. We are each individuals. When they talk about taking away our fucking rights to bear arms or anything else, I mean, they're talking about us as a fucking group, and we're not a group. The only law in this country says we are all absolutely individuals, and we all possess our fucking rights, and they cannot be taken except as individuals through the procedures that are in that fucking Bill of Rights in a common law court and by a common law jury, not hand-picked by the fucking goddamn Masons, handpicked, you know, just the sheriff going out on the street and grabbing this person, that person, you're going to serve on jury duty and come in and fucking put your facts forth. And you do it as a fucking individual. You know, when they allow corporations to come after people, you're allowing a group to fucking violate the rights of a fucking individual. That's what the fucking Bill of Rights was put there to not. So you could never do that. So you could never take our fucking land. So you could never take our possessions. And it still stands as written. It hasn't been fucking revoked. It just isn't being enforced. And we, the people, need to fucking enforce it. If we enforce it, we get everything we want. It's going to cost some of us our lives. There's no doubt about it. Why? Because we've been negligent in the past. We have in our lives. And it goes back generations, clear back to goddamn Abraham Lincoln. Negligence. When they broke the fucking law the first time, they should have hung. When they broke our fucking law and claimed an authority over us, they should have hung, because that was never supposed to happen. Remember, public servant? You call one of them a public servant? Well, I'm not a public servant. I work for the fucking corporation. Well, of course you do, you son of a bitch. But I can also take you as a fucking individual in your individual capacity. Wait a minute. Where's my fucking common law court? So that I can keep my fucking rights intact without having to go to the second article and blow your ass away. Well, I guess they're gone. So I guess we're at the second article and we are not fucking exercising our rights. God damn it. During the city celebration of Freedom My Ass event, a handful of far left agitators, you've got to be far left, far right, far left. No, a bunch of fucking goddamn corporate mafia fucking agitators disrupted speakers by blowing air horns and yelling into a bullhorn. The group of six agitators locked hands while one of them pulled out an American flag and set it on fire, according to the footage from the Ford feature of News 25 Share. And, you know, the burning, you know, we talked about the flag. That is, I'm telling you right now, that is not the flag of We the People. We the People, it was created through statute. That is the fucking symbol of the corporation. And we know what that goddamn thing stands for. Now, these people are burning it for another reason, for to be agitators, what might have you. But that flag was only, you know, the battle flag. I mean, it's the admiralty flag. And that one of the things that the people who fought the fucking, what they called the American Revolution, fought for was to get rid of the dreaded admiralty and never see it on our fucking shores again. And we assured it with the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is enforced. We have no admiralty. King Chuck does not have our fucking justice system and his fucking star chamber courts. It belongs to the people again. We the people fucking litigate our own fucking issues. We run our own fucking lives. We live our own fucking will. But we have to, like I said, because we've been negligent, not just us. Generations before us, clear back to Abraham Lincoln, have been fucking negligent in enforcing that goddamn law. The first time it was broken, it should have been a fucking public flogging to the death for the son of a bitch that did it, Abraham Lincoln. He should have been taken out into the fucking plaza. Instead, they put up a goddamn monument to the fucking one world fucking Jew son of a bitch. And fucking he should have been fucking flogged to death by the people. Take off the gray, take off the blue, put on your goddamn clothes and go enforce your law. Don't enforce what they're trying to fucking push as the administrative admiralty. You know, they want, what do they want? Why did they do it? Because they wanted the fucking wealth. They wanted the wealth of the South. The internationals already had control of the fucking North, and they wanted the fucking control of the fucking wealth of the South, the land that belonged to the people. And the people had already fought a war saying, you're not going to have our shit. And it was a fight over the Bill of Rights, and nobody fucking knows it. I mean, because history is told by fucking liars. The liars, the snakes that fucking perpetrated and fucking, you know. And you got your Masons on both sides to make sure that the one that's supposed to, they've decided is going to win so that the fucking progression of the fucking tyranny keeps on and on and on right up till today. The people who fought for that flag, I know there are people that say, I'll kill for anybody that fucks with that flag. But man, you got to understand, what are you fighting for? Go look can you see around you? You know what that corporate fucking flag stands for? That's not the flag of we the people. We never ratified that son of a bitch. We never ratified it. It's a statute. It's not a law. It's a policy. It's not a law. The people never ratified it, so it has no fucking, it has no binding in law. It's just a fucking, it's a piece of cloth with goddamn emblems on it that means something to them that mean nothing to us. If it was a true flag of the people, it'd have to have 40 million or however many of the people that are, we don't even know how many American nationals are. I mean, there's so many fucking invaders that are, they about outnumber us in our own country. But it would have 340 million tiny little stars representing each one of us as the individual free sovereign national that this goddamn country was founded upon. We were guaranteed it. The people didn't fight so that the aristocrats could have fucking states and fucking take the land and take all the fucking resources. They fought for fucking freedom and liberty and the protection of what they had won through blood. But they're doing the same thing they did to the fucking Indians, doing right down the goddamn line. And the people are fucking, to an extent, I'm going to say, because I know better. I know there's fucking plenty that are ready to rock. But I mean, all it takes is fucking, you know, if they have 1 million people, they'll make it look like 10 million people, 100 million people, because they control the fucking camera. They want to control the flow of information. So they say 90% of the people want to eat shit. Well, I guess we all better eat shit then. I don't want to be politically incorrect to you. Give me my fucking bowl of shit and I'll eat it. That ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen if people fucking wake up. I mean, I don't think that people are in a case of fucking ignorance anymore. I think they realize exactly what's going on, and it's a case of cowardice. That's all I can come up with, because there's no way they cannot fucking see this. There's no way that they can't. I mean, you just read the Bill of Rights, and you can, I mean, a novice who's never fucking done any fucking studying of the fucking Bill of Rights. You get down to that fifth article where the people shall be secure in their, and their property against seizure without due process of law, seizure without due process of law. And all you got to do is look at the asset forfeiture, fucking theft of fucking billions. It's an industry. And they even tell you that they're taking the money from people. They're robbing people on the side of the road, not charged, no fucking procedural due process whatsoever, no jurisdiction to do so, because these guys are paid fucking mercenaries. And they'll tell you, well, we can't stop doing this. We can't just stop committing treason and committing this crime because we need the money. We need the money so that we can bring more fucking invaders into your country, so that we can rent $800 suites for fucking goddamn third worlders while our own people sleep under the fucking bridges and under the overpasses across this fucking land with little children in the wintertime. I mean, I don't believe the fucking ignorance can enter the equation anymore. If you ain't figured this out, you're a fucking retard. And if you're that retarded, you're too retarded to make a mark on a goddamn ballot that you can't even fucking vote on because it's an act of fucking treason, because it's not. It is not a United States of America fucking ballot. There is no United States of America. All there is this country that we call the United States of America and the people that fucking own it, the American nationals. We never said, hey, you guys can have a convention and build a government. People didn't say that. Every one of them that went to the conventions were screaming one fucking thing. We want our rights. We want our rights. We want these rights. We want the right to own what we fucking produce. We want liberty, and we want fucking goddamn freedom and justice. And that's what the people wanted. And a handful, just like now, fucking took that on the, and that's what they want. That's why you celebrate. That's why they don't do anything to you when you celebrate. They want you to celebrate the fucking day that they fucking hijacked your fucking uprising for freedom and turned it into a goddamn revolution to fucking gain them fucking more power than anybody could ever fucking imagine. Take every fucking resource across this country that the fucking the common man bled for. I mean, that's just a goddamn fact that cannot be denied. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll go a little more into this. And here we go.
The kind of warm made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic tale. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it at all. I'm a rocker, just as bold. Just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold. And to the mystic. Come on, girl.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shy via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. And it is, I need something to hear, something fucking mellow. I mean, everything is such shit in this goddamn world. I mean, every day, shittier and shittier and shittier. And if fucking, I mean, I used to love, remember not that long ago. You'd wake up in the morning and it was a good feeling. It would just wash over your body. It was a sunny day and you could, you know, you had things you were going to do. Maybe you were going camping. Maybe you were just going to mow the yard. Fuck, I used to love just to fucking work in the yard or in the garden. And it fucking, you felt good waking up. Now you fucking wake up and you fucking, it starts creeping in all of the fucking horror and the nasty and the fucking abominations and the fucking goddamn theft and fucking crime and just everything, and you become sick. I do. I mean, I first thing that comes into my mind is, of course, my wife being gone, but the second thing that comes into my mind is little children being chopped up. I can't get that out of my fucking mind, and any person who could isn't a goddamn human being. And nothing's been done. I can't get Hunter Biden out of my goddamn mind. Watching him with them little fucking tiny girls with goddamn prostitute fucking uniforms on and fucking crack cocaine. No fucking mention of that son of a bitch. There are fucking articles on here about, you know, more investigations into fucking all the mammon. See, mammon means more than fucking children's lives. That's what you got to understand here. And the fact is, the reason our people haven't united under that fucking Bill of Rights, which is our fucking duty to do so, is because they care more about the fucking silver and gold than they do their own goddamn children. And I have to say it's true. If you have your child in a public school, you do not give one goddamn shit and bit about them. After the group finished their performance, they were briefly detained by police. They were ultimately let go as flag burning has been. I mean, this is all just fucking bullshit. It is not even, it's not the flag of the people. It's the flag of the corporation. And that, you people who, I mean, like I said, braver men than me died. And they died, and they see that flag, and they say, anybody that says anything, I'm going to say it. It's a fucking piece of cloth with markings on it for a corporation that has destroyed my country, that has destroyed my life, that has killed my wife, that has killed members of my family. So fuck you. I wipe my ass on it, not for what these son of a bitches did, but for what it stands for. Look around you. Look at what it stands for, fucking cutting up little children while they're alive, you sick son of a bitches. You're going to defend that? It does not represent the people. The Bill of Rights represents the people. It's our law. It's our law exclusively as individual free sovereign nationals. And it is our fucking duty. Not just our right, our fucking duty to enforce it. And we're not fucking doing it. So fuck that flag. That's all I got to say about it. But see, that's something that's supposed to rile up the patriotic stuff in the people, you know, like the greatest generation. The greatest generation preserved international communism that has fucking turned it, been mixed with the fucking best aspects of fascism for control that we are fucking calling democracy, that is fucking tearing us up, that has ruined our country, that has ruined our fucking lives, that has made life miserable instead of happy to live. I mean, even under the draconian fucking administrative admiralty we've been under fucking since fucking 1863 or 4, whenever, or 62, whenever fucking Lincoln declared that martial law. I mean, goddamn, I can remember. I mean, I'm not fucking lost from this world, but your children can't. Your children will never remember a day when they woke up and just because the sun was shining through the curtain, they just, oh, you felt so fucking good, you know? I'm going to enjoy this day. I don't feel that no fucking more. All I feel is fucking empty. I feel fucking sick and sad that my people have turned out to be fucking not what I thought. I mean, if you will not fucking fight for children, if you will not fight son of a bitches that fucking that cut up little kids alive or pedophile little kids with coke, you ain't worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out. Elites demand more spying and censorship as we fight for freedom. All right, let's see who's fighting for freedom here. Michael Schellenberger. Oi, 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 oi. Those of us who live in the U.S. and other Western nations tend to take our freedom for granted. No, we don't. And don't fucking say that. You don't, unless you've went out and counted, unless you went out and you've counted every fucking person, don't tell me what a goddamn poll, a fucking 3 or 4% of the fucking population tells you. Don't tell me a 90% most of the people. Fuck you. No, they have it. Most of the people are fucking pissed. I know that because everybody I talk to is fucking pissed. We're ready to fucking rip your fucking heads off. But here you are, Mr. fucking Schellenberger. Oi, oi, oi. But we shouldn't. It's under attack around the world. But now we are finding each other, fighting back and starting to win. Fuck you. Are you shooting them, son of a bitches? The only people I see shooting, if the fucking clips are real, are the people in France. The fucking French aren't going to fucking take it, man. I mean, them people will make some fucking heads roll. And of course, we will not back them because I'm sure that the arms that are being fucking taken from our fucking arsenals that fucking Donald Trump built up, remember the massive arsenals he built that are now being taken to Ukraine? I'm sure they're getting sold to the French through the underground. And I hope they kill a whole lot of fucking traitors and communists and fucking scumbag fucking international corporate mafia with them. But don't fucking pretend. Elites demand more spying and censorship as we fight for freedom. You fuck, you don't know. Celebrate Independence Day by watching our full one. Fuck you. I wouldn't fucking piss on you to put you out if you were on fire. Oh, nice. Here we go. I mean, look, I don't know, you people that are on the site, you see in the picture, this picture here. I mean, this fucking animal, this fucking piece of fucking human escrete. Anyway, I can't call him that. He'd make him food. Biden stole $1 billion from U.S. taxpayers in COVID test kit scams by Patrick Webb. Really? And he's fucking, what, we're going to talk about this fucking particular crime? And when we get all done with all these fucking particular crimes, we can then the attorney general can come up and fucking say, yeah, he did. I mean, the crimes were fucking committed. They fucking did it. They raped little fucking the girls. They went and had them hacked up for body parts for a $1 billion fucking industry selling human fucking body parts of children. Yeah, they did it all. But no reasonable prosecutor would fucking prosecute them. Where are we at here? Let's go. What? We'll go ahead and read about this billion. I mean, it's just another fucking, it's just another sheet on the pile that's larger than Mount Everest. I guess we're trying to get to the high ground here, people. I mean, their high ground, I guess, is their mountains of gold, and our high grounds are us. Admitting it. Yes, they're fucking us. Yes, we have the authority to stop them. We have the arms to stop them. And we're too fucking cowardly to do it. I guess that's what this whole thing is just really all about. Biden allegedly stole between $900 million and $1.1 billion from American taxpayers to purchase countless pallets of Wuhan coronavirus. COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is propaganda. Because they got to throw that shit in there. Everybody knows COVID-19 does not fucking exist. It does not exist, you fucking scum. You're not going to fucking pull it off. Yeah, I mean, you never even got as far as you did with 9/11. I mean, it went down fast. And the people who fucking said, fuck you, are still saying, fuck you. Nobody has fucking given an inch. Test kits. Let's see. What is it? I'm sure every fucking deal this son of a bitch makes, he's fucking breaking goddamn. Well, these are corporate policy. We don't have that much fucking law. I mean, each individual should be able to fucking take this son of a bitch and rip it. I mean, I should be able to go tap Joe Biden on the fucking arm because he has caused me harm and say, I'm placing you under arrest for fucking treason, espionage, and fucking high crimes and misdemeanors, and have the fucking affidavits filled out with my name on them, and then have him put him into custody myself, put the cuffs on him myself, take him down to the county jail and put his ass in that county jail, and then send the goddamn informations to the grand jury, and the grand jury could investigate and say, well, yes, well, goddamn it. So, oh, yeah, hell yeah, here's all the paperwork. We have a computer here with it on it. What's the problem here? And get a true bill back, put that son of a bitch on trial for fucking high treason, and demand that he be put up against a Juan shot. I mean, that's fucking simple. That's the way it's supposed to be. That is our power. And we can't fucking, I mean, I guess people just can't grasp that our forefathers granted us as people, as their progeny, with the ultimate fucking power. We are kings and queens on par with the crown heads of Europe. Nobody has a jurisdictional authority over us. We can only gain jurisdictional authority over one another by following the procedures in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law, the highest fucking law in this fucking land. $400 million COVID test kits, which the first batch being $300 million and the second batch being $100 million. So where did the rest of the money go? Well, it went in their fucking pockets. They sat over there in the Ukraine and they divided up, and I'm sure fucking Trumpy's over there. Everybody that thinks, Putin, he's going to get him, and Trump, he's going to get him, and RFK, he's going to get him. You stupid fucking people. You are the ones that are responsible for ruining everybody's lives, and you better fucking realize it. Because every fucking computer stroke has been fucking recorded. Every act of treason you have committed we have records of it. And I mean, we will, I know the people after what we're going to have to go through to get this shit back, there's going to be no goddamn mercy on your asses. You are going to be fucking hunted down. You're going to be fucking arrested. You're going to be tried, and you are going to be put up against the wall and shot. Plain and fucking simple for fucking treason against your people and against the law of your people. Per person, as buying in bulk results in lower prices per unit. What happened to the remaining $600,000 that Vice President Biden is said to have paid Communist China for these test kits? Biden regime admits to spending $1.3 billion on COVID test kits. So what happened to the other $900 million? It turns out that the Biden administration publicly stated that 400 million COVID tests, ain't no such thing as COVID, there ain't no such thing as a COVID test, which were supposed to cost $1 each, were purchased for $1.3 billion. Is it $13 billion? $13 billion. What happened to the other $900 million, if this is true? According to a report from the website Root for America, each test kit at such a purchase volume should have cost no more than 50 cents each. So the Biden administration should have only spent $200 million, leaving $1.1 billion unaccounted for. I mean, how many times do we have to reiterate? I mean, you're starting to sound like a fucking parrot. Of course they're fucking criminals. They admit to being criminals. They're proud of being criminals. They tape the son of a bitch, Hunter Biden, fucking videoed himself with little fucking girls, the pedophilic piece of shit, and cocaine. You think they give a fuck if we know about this? Because they, if something's going to be done, you think this is what we're going to do it over? Or just add another fucking paper to the mountain? So we got to keep that moral high ground. If we got any, I tell you what, we get any higher up on that moral high ground, we're going to suffocate to death because there ain't no fucking air up that high. I'm not going to go any further with this. Maybe it's the picture of that scum-sucking bastard.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know the crazy thing about that when people try to use that? Oh, we need to take the moral high ground and no violence. Okay. If you don't think you're going to get tyranny out the way or somebody who's freaking abusing and using you, if you ever think your paperwork going to keep you doing it and you think you're going to sit down at the table and have pancakes with them and talk out a resolution, yeah, just keep that. You know, just keep that thought right there and see what happens.
Well, you take the people at Lexington and Concord, you know, they shouldn't have gotten violent. I mean, that was so wrong of them to get violent. And the people that fought that fucking hijacked fucking uprising called the Revolutionary War and won it and won our fucking freedom. They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have killed, not for freedom and liberty. They should have just fucking took it up the fucking ass. They should have let their little kids be fucking molested on the fucking street. They should have let the royalty, the fucking aristocracy. I'm sure that they did little kids back in them days too. The only they did on their big plantations, you know, 2 or 3, 4, 5, 10 miles fucking big a square. And, you know, in a dungeon, I'm sure they murdered kids all the fucking long. And we fucking have lived with it. I mean, that wasn't even something that entered the conversations until, you know, not that many years ago. But damn it, it's not only a problem, it's a worldwide fucking problem. And it's not just a problem, it's got to be stopped. We can't allow this, people, and call ourselves human beings. We can't. I mean, I took some kids fishing a while back, and I took them to the fishing hole, and this time of year, the cows have, you know, they've had their calves, and I had to throw a rock at one cow, one heifer, that was, she kept coming closer, you know, because they're protecting their little ones, and they went around the other side, and they came down, and they fucking drank, and they made like a column for those little, for those calves to come down and fucking drink. They were protecting them. A cow has more goddamn fucking instinct to protect its young than a goddamn human being. I don't understand it. I do not fucking understand this shit. How can people, but what it comes down to, people, gold and silver. Silver and gold, silver and gold. Now you'll fucking die for that. You'll kill if they try to take your silver and gold. But go ahead and chop up little fucking kids while they're still alive. That's not something to get in a fight about, you know. Somebody could get hurt. Israel to buy 25 more F-35 stealth jets in $3 billion deal. Who's going to? They're not buying shit. Being gave to them by us. You out there that are sweating right now, working your fucking asses off at your fucking jobs, you're buying them. For these fucking monsters who attacked the Gaza Strip last week. So they can come and kill little children and drop phosphorus bombs on them. Jerusalem, July 2nd, Reuters. Israel has approved the purchase of a third squadron of F-35 stealth fighter jets in a deal worth $3 billion, the Ministry of Defense said on Sunday. Now, let's see where this $3 billion is coming from. An additional 25 aircraft manufactured by Lockheed Martin will bring the number of F-35s in Israel's force to 75. You fucking, why? We know why. The ministry said, adding that the deal will be financed through the defense and package Israel receives from the United States. And this is just above and beyond what we just fucking pay them every fucking day, just for, I guess, because they're our masters. They might be your fucking masters, but it's my fucking goddamn wealth you're giving to them, you son of a bitch. And we're taking it all back. And we're going to rid this fucking planet of this fucking scourge. This is not going to be the United States of Khazaria. And you fucking, your filth and your fucking thefts and your fucking murder, everything you have done, you are going to answer to. And you, and we will have fucking justice before this is over with. Whether I'm here or not, it's too late. This has been unleashed. People know about the Bill of Rights. And the more you squeeze them, the more they're going to look at it, and the harder they're going to look at it, and the more they're going to understand. Because they know. They know they have the right to shoot a goddamn some son of a bitch that kills kids. They know. They don't have to be told. It's just they have to accept it, that it's their responsibility, and they're going to have to put themselves to the hazard. That is the problem. That and the fucking love of silver and gold. I mean, I got to save my fucking fight for my silver and gold. Fuck the kids. Fuck, I mean, hey, they're not my kids and that are getting chopped up alive, so let's not worry about it. Israel was the first country outside the United States to acquire the F-35. In May 2018, it's a Air Force chief said that Israel was the first to use the plane in combat. Probably killing little Palestinian children, right? Or maybe you went into Syria and killed some little Syrian children, you fucking slimy Hebes. The F-35 is also known as the Joint Strike Fighter and in Israel by its Hebrew name, Adir, Mighty. So, I mean, whatever's ours, I mean, by God, I mean, whatever you want, our children, our fucking whatever, just take it because you're fucking Israel. You're chosen, all right? You're chosen by us, too, but you better fucking realize you have been so fucking chosen by us. You motherfuckers. You have ruined entire fucking generations of lives, you motherfuckers. You have, and all around the world, you've been kicked out of 190 fucking countries. And they always talk about they're poor, they can't do anything. If you weren't sons of bitches, you wouldn't be fucking being kicked out of people's countries. If you didn't come in and fucking manipulate to your own fucking benefit and steal and thieve and fucking molest and do every filthy thing you can fucking think of, you wouldn't. Hey, people, why did those people want to throw you out, by the way? Can we talk about that? Can we talk about why they wanted to fucking toss your fucking sick asses out of their fucking country? Because you fucking made their lives fucking miserable. You stole their fucking property, you thieving son of a bitches. I mean, God damn, there's never been nothing like it in the history of this world. And they've always been here. The thieving fucking motherfucking Jews. And they need to go down hard. They, until they're gone, people. Until the Jews in this Masonic fucking goddamn stronghold that they have on us are fucking destroyed, we will know no fucking peace. And we are at war. They have declared war on us. They have told us to shove our fucking law and our fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority up our ass. Now, either you're going to fucking fight or you're going to fucking be a pussy and you're going to fucking hide. I think people are ready to fight. And I think it's time to quit sitting there waiting for it to happen and go make it fucking happen. Go after the son of a bitches. They're coming at you, and they're fucking doing it. And if they can get some one or two of you and back away without losing anybody, oh, fuck, all the better for them every time they can pull it off. If you go and you fucking put mass slaughter on them son of a bitches, it changes the whole fucking aspect of the game now, doesn't it? Anyways, I'm mad enough. That's enough for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I don't know. Just fucking see it for what it is. I mean, we have the moral high ground, people. If we go any higher, like I said, we're going to have oxygen. I mean, that's how high up on the moral high ground we are. So that can't be an excuse anymore. So you can take that off the fucking list of excuses for the cowardice. And that is the word from the trenches. Well, I better go be in the right spot when I do that, huh? Okay. And that is, well, son of a bitch. And that is the word from the trenches.